And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. Experts tell Oklahoma lawmakers that for the most part, the largest virtual charter school is outperforming the public schools in state testing. State Senator Ron Sharp, however, takes issue with the calculations.
31% FAPE for virtual charter school versus 93% percentile of FAPE for a traditional public school. Therefore, the standard mediation is 15%. 15 percentile of any standard mediation. This is crap.
Virtual charter school supporters say they enroll more kids who are behind, struggling, or moving from school to school than do the public schools. Ground is broken for a major project at Pryor. The district will be a new retail, housing, and recreation area between Pryor and Choteau along Highway 69. It is near the Mid-America Industrial Park. It should open in 2020. Governor Fallon touts Oklahoma's growing drone industry. She spoke yesterday at an unmanned aerial systems forum held over in Broken Arrow. Tulsa is the site for Oklahoma's first Cannabis Business Expo. CEO of Oklahoma Cannabis Business Alliance, Whitney Waymire, says it's an event that covers both the science and business sides of the industry.
We've got Tulsa Higher Care Clinic out here, so they're doing on-site recommendations for any patients that need to get a card. We have a physician on-site doing recommendations, so that's an added benefit.
The expo runs through 6 o'clock today at the Greenwood Cultural Center. The Oklahoma National Guard is staging in Knoxville, Tennessee this morning. They are on standby to provide swift water rescues in the Carolinas now that Hurricane Florence has stormed ashore. Three teens are slashed at a convenience store across from McLean High School. Police say the teens had jumped a man, attacking him with bricks. He pulled a knife and fought back. 6 months ago, Stanley Majors was convicted by the Tulsa hate crime murder of his Lebanese neighbor. Majors now has been found dead himself at the state prison infirmary at McAllister. Matt Elliott is a spokesman for the Oklahoma Department of Corrections.
His death is under investigation. The medical examiner, I'm told, has done an autopsy.
Majors was 63. He had a history of calling Khalid Jabara a dirty Muslim. In reality, Jabara was a Christian. Our weather forecast is sunny and hot today, 91 for a high. Clear tonight, 71 for an overnight low. Right now, fair and 71. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.